Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin, Avodah Zarah 17. And today's Daf Yomi tells us a fascinating story about Elazar ben Dordaya, Elazar the son of Dordaya. The way the Maharal explains it, the name itself has a lot of significance, that Elazar ben Dordaya was considered to be somebody who's so wicked that the name Dordaya refers to the dregs of wine. A normal wicked person is called Chometz, which is like vinegar, and so thereby there's some good element to him, but the dregs have no redeeming quality of them, and so he was such a wicked person that he had no redeeming qualities. However, his name was also called Elazar, and the name Elazar comes from the concept that Hashem Kel Yazoro, that God will help him to enable him to repent. So what did this person Elazar ben Dordaya, about him it was stated Shalohi Niach Zona Achas Ba'olam Shalobala, that he had not left over one harlot in the entire world that he had not interacted with in sin. And the Yavetz explains it means that not every harlot in the world, but all those he knew about, he had interacted for sin. Pam achas, at one time, shama sheish zona achas bekrachi ayam. One time he heard about a specific harlot who was supposed to be very enticing, and she was on the other side of the sea. So, vahaitanu telas kis dinarin bischara. And so what he did was he took a entire pocket full of coins, an entire purse of coins, to pay her reward. Not al kis dinarin v'halach. So he took these coins and he went to visit this harlot with the hope of being able to be with her. And it says v'avar alah shiva naharos. He crossed over seven seas just to be with her. Bishas hergel davar, when it came time to be with her, he ficha amra, then at that moment she blew with her mouth, meaning to say she made a sigh of some sort, and that was like a breath. And at that moment that she took that breath, Elazar said, she said to Elazar ben Dordaya, who's going to in the end become Rebbe Elazar, Kashem Shafucha Zo, Eina Choserasim Koma, Kach Elazar ben Dordaya, Eina Kabel Noso B'tshuva. She said something very sad to him. She said to him, just like this sigh, this breath that I have breathed will never come back to its place. It's gone in an instant. So too, Elazar ben Dordaya will never be able to repent properly. His repentance will never be accepted. So when Elazar ben Dordaya heard this, he had an awakening, and he realized that his life was completely empty. So what did he do? Holach v'yashav ben shnei harim ugvos. He went and he sat between two mountains and hills. Amar, he said, harim ugvos bakshu l'rachem. He said, let the mountains and the hills request mercy on my behalf. Amru lo, so they responded, Ad shanu mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmeinu. He said, why should we ask mercy for you? First we have to ask for mercy for ourselves, because it states, ki harim yamushu vagvos timutena, because it states the mountains shall depart and the hills will falter, meaning to say we're not eternal also, so we're also going to need repentance. So Elazar ben Dordaya went and said, shemayim v'aretz bakshu alei rachamim. He said, let the heaven and earth request mercy for me. Amru, so they said, Achanu mevak shemalecha nevakesh al atzmeinu. The heaven and the earth also said, before we can ask for repentance for you, we need to ask it for ourselves. Kishemayin ka'ashan nimwachu va'aretz kabeged tivwe, because the heavens will dissipate like the smoke and the earth will wear out like a garment. At that point, following along this theme, Elazar went to the sun and the moon, and he also, after that, he went to the constellations and to the stars, and each time the response was the same. Before we can ask for mercy for you, we have to go and ask for mercy for ourselves. At that point, Elazar ben Dordaya realized that this wasn't something that he could thrust upon somebody else. He couldn't make the responsibility for somebody else, and he said some powerful words that were some of the most powerful words in the entire Talmud. He says, Eina davar taloi elabi. He realizes that that moment that the matter only depends solely upon him himself. He says, Eina davar taloy elabi, the matter only relates to me alone. Hiniach rosho bein berkov, he put his head between his knees, v'ga b'vchia achayatz sasa nishmaso, and he burst forth in crying until his soul departed. At that moment, Yatzta Baskol v'Amra, a heavenly voice came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Dardai, Mizuman l'chai olam haba. Rabbi Elazar ben Dardai is going straight to the world to come. And so the Gemara then says, when Rebbe heard about this, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi started to cry, and he said, Yesh kon ha'olamo b'kama shanim. There are some people who takes many years in order to acquire the world to come. Yesh kon ha'olamo b'sha'achas. And there are some people, like Elazar ben Dardai, who are able to acquire it in just one moment. And continues Rebbe with another statement, Amar Rebbe, lo dayan l'bali tshuva she'mekabel no son, elash akorin o son Rebbe. It's not enough for the penitents that they are accepted in the world to come, but also that we have to call them Rebbe. We give them great honor. So 2 points to make about this. First of all, why was he turning to the mountains and to the hills? So one of the explanations of this is that sometimes the idolaters worshipped them, sun, the moon, the stars, and so he was looking for excuses for why people were worshipping idolatry. And then at the end he realized, no, the matter is dependent upon me. Stop with the excuses. I need on my own to realize that the matter is completely dependent upon me. And so therefore he had to stop making these excuses. And why did Rebbe cry? Because Rebbe realized that if only the people around him who were quote-unquote good Jews, if they would serve with the passion of Rebbe Elazar ben Dardai at that moment, if they had an ounce of that passion, just imagine the level that they could have achieved, and imagine the level of the world to come that they could have attained.